Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Some say it's terrible to work with family, yet others would have it no other way. The NFL history is littered with brothers playing on the same team. The Nessers in Columbus, the Horwings in Chicago, the Conickers in Canada. But how about four sets of brothers on one team? Well, we have that for you right now in 2022. It is in Western PA, and it's coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And as we do at the end of each week's end, we talk about some great Western Pennsylvania football history. And this is going to have a little bit of a more modern twist, as we have some recent news that's going to take us back into talking about some of the historic news of Western Pennsylvania and of the National Football League. Before we get to that, let's look at some of the great things that we have services to provide you with information about football history and what's coming on. We have a great email newsletter. It comes out each and every morning about 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and it's going to tell you everything that's going on in Pigskin Dispatch, both the podcasts, the article write-ups. It's going to go into Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast and the Jersey Dispatch articles on jerseydispatch.com, as well as what's going on in the Sports History Network and some of our friends there and what they got going on for that particular day. You can get it by looking at the show notes of this particular podcast, going on pigskindispatch.com, or putting in pigskindispatch.com/iUG. That's pigskindispatch.com/iUG. And you can get that email newsletter subscription. You'll have it tomorrow morning, that's for sure. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Pigskin Dispatch. Facebook, we have the Pigskin Dispatch page, and you can follow us there as well. Now let's talk about our story today, which is a kind of a neat one. You don't have ever heard of any of this of happening on any other professional sports team ever. I don't even think you've heard of on some of the amateur teams in college, maybe some high school teams, but it's talking about playing as a family. Now, for those of us that are old enough to remember way back when in 1979 baseball season, well, the Pittsburgh Pirates won the MLB's World Series that year, and they adopted the famous Sister Sledge song as sort of their theme and their mantra. And it was really popular in 1979. It's called We Are Family. I'm sure you probably heard it. On top of the home dugout at Three River Stadium, where both the Pirates and the Steelers played, on the Pirates dugout, it had the inscription of the family. You know, guys like Omar Marino, John Candelaria, Kent Tekulve, Dave Parker, Phil Garner, Willie Stargell, and so many others that generally enjoyed playing together as a team. And it wasn't just a slogan. They were really a unified family team. And that song coming out that year and them playing so well together, it just, sort of blended together, and everybody called them the family that year, you know, especially when you have a guy, you know, Pops Stargell as the head of it. Now, the results were that they won it all, and it appears the Pittsburgh's pro football team, the Steelers, are taking that family approach and adding a little bit, taking it up a notch. And after the 2022 draft, the NFL draft, and that roster set for the offseason with 90 men on it, the Steelers have not one, not two, but they have four sets of actual siblings, brothers, on the team. Yeah, real life family, same last name, blood relatives on the same team. I don't think that's ever happened before. Now, let's go over them. You know, we have Cam and Connor Hayward, TJ and Derek Watt. We know about those guys. But maybe one you don't know, Khalil and Carlos Davis, a little bit lesser known players, brothers, on both on the Steelers as of the preseason 2022. Terrell and Trey Edmonds, they've been on together, the Steelers, for a little while. Now, the Davis siblings, well, they're twins, and they play the same position. And you could say they might both be competing for the same job during the preseason this summer of 2022. Both are defensive linemen from the University of Nebraska. Carlos is a little bit larger than his brother, standing at 6'2" and weighing at 320 pounds, while Khalil is listed at 6'1" and 308. Now, Carlos was drafted by the Steelers in 2020, and Khalil was signed last season as a free agent and was a sixth-round pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the 2020 NFL Draft. After playing for Tampa, he joined the Indianapolis Colts in 2021 before finding his way to the Steelers mid-season when they were looking for some defensive line help, and he definitely did that. Now, Terrell Edmonds was a first-round pick for Pittsburgh in the 2018 NFL Draft from Virginia Tech, and he's been a very solid starter at safety for the defense. Now, Trey Edmonds first played in the NFL with the Saints in the 2017 season. In 2018, he joined the Steelers as a running back depth, as well as a great special teams player. In fact, according to his bio on Steelers.com, Trey is the first NFL player to play running back in a game and register an interception since Kenny Gamble did it against the Kansas City Chiefs all the way back on September 11th, 1988. You know, so that's a ways back, 35 years ago. Now, there's another Edmonds brother that's also playing in the NFL. He's playing linebacker for those great defense of the Buffalo Bills. So their brother is playing there, too. Another team that has a third brother playing for another team, well, that would be J.J. Watt, the famous Watt brothers. He used to play for Houston. Lately, he's been playing for the Arizona Cardinals. But on the Steelers team, the two brothers that are on the Steelers currently, Derek Watt's a fullback and special teams demon that started his career as a Charger and then signed with the Steelers as a free agent. Derek graduated from Wisconsin and was named first alternate and second alternate, respectively, for special teams at fullback for 2020's Pro Bowl. TJ Watt, well, do I have to say any more about him? He's also a Wisconsin product that came in 2021, became the highest paid defensive player in the NFL and the 2021 NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He also tied the sack record held by Michael Strahan. And it's a little bit questionable. I think he really got it, but we'll see about that. And that was missing a couple games during the season, too, in that 17-game season. So we can't say Strahan played less, because TJ might have played less than Strahan did that year. He also, just a tremendous, he probably could have been Defensive Player of the Year a couple years in a row. TJ was the Steelers' top pick in the 2017 NFL Draft as an edge rusher. And like we said, we don't have to say too much more about him. Well, the Hayward brothers, a little bit more separation between them. Cameron Hayward is a defensive lineman and so far has spent his entire career with the Steelers since their first round selection that he was in the 2011 NFL Draft from Ohio State. His brother, Connor Hayward, was picked in the seventh round of this most recent 2022 NFL Draft as a fullback slash tight end, or H-back, two positions that he played extremely well at Michigan State over the past few seasons. Of course, their very famous father, Craig Hayward, a great running back for the Pitt Panthers in college, and then played for the Pittsburgh Maulers in USFL, the original USFL, and then found his way to, I believe, played with the Saints in the NFL after the USFL folded up shop. So, there's just some great Steelers history, some NFL history, some football history that we really wanted to share with you on this, because it's such a magnificent event. And, we also know about some other brothers that have played in the NFL. We have the Griffin brothers that both recently played for the Seattle Seahawks, Shaquille and Shaquem Griffin. Shaquille was drafted by the Seahawks in 2017's NFL Draft. His brother, who's a twin brother, Shaquem, was drafted a year later in the 2018 NFL Draft. Devin and Jason McCourty both played for the Patriots a couple years ago. I believe they're on separate teams now, but they played a few years as the part of the DB system there in New England. Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce both played in the NFL. Travis, of course, for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jason has played with the Philadelphia Eagles all the way since 2011. He's been in the league quite some time. And just some tremendous players that have played there. Peyton and Eli Manning were brothers, never played in the same team. The Gronkowskis, Rob Gronkowski, the most famous, but his brother Dan and Chris also played together. Coaches Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh were both coaches Super Bowl against each other when John was with the Ravens, like he is now. I'm sorry, with the 49ers, and John was with the Ravens, and Jim Harbaugh was with the 49ers back in that great Super Bowl. Ryan Khalil and Matt Khalil, they played on the same team with the Carolina Panthers for a little while. And Michael and Martellus Bennett both played separately on different teams. And, it goes on and on and on. The Kendricks brothers, Michael and Eric. Just recently, we had a great, our friend Josie Emba had a great podcast episode, When Football is Football, for Mother's Day, I believe. I was talking about the Horvath brothers that played for the Cardinals back in the day in the 1940s, for the Chicago Cardinals, that is. So a lot of different families, though. But we're talking about the Steelers in particular, and those four sets of brothers on the 2022 preseason roster. And it's a family organization. There's only two of them really left in the NFL, and people really envy that. The Rooney's family has owned the Steelers since the beginning. The Mara family's owned the New York Giants since the beginning. And so it's very appropriate that one of those family organizations has four sets of siblings on its roster at one time. Thought that was some pretty amazing things, some history in the making here. We talk about football history each and every day. Pigskin Dispatch, hope you'll join us tomorrow. We thank you for joining us today. And again, don't forget to email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and check us out Facebook and Twitter. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck, because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.